They've been sharing Tasmania's scenery, wildlife and produce since 1999.
Mm.
They provide cruises around Bruny Island, the Tasman Peninsula, Wineglass Bay. I was lucky enough to jump on one during the Great Eastern Wine Week and get a tour from the great man himself. Please welcome from Pennycott Wilderness Journeys, it's Rob Pennycott.
Rob, welcome.
What an introduction, guys. Thank you so much. Well, hi, Jimmy and Nate.
Well, Rob, if anyone deserves this introduction, it's you, mate. We've seen the boats. I mean, Jimmy has been in one, but I've seen them. I've seen them floating around, not just off like off anchor or anything, but driving around.
Probably going into the water, mate. One's gone away.
Rob's just gone, oh, shit, one's off the anchor. No, Rob, I've seen them driving around. This is awesome, mate. Pennycott Wilderness Journeys, can you tell us all about it?
Yeah, sure. Look, we've been going, like you said, since 1999. We're privileged to showcase the southeast corner of Tasmania, showing the highest sea cliffs, caves, blowholes, and sharing it with the locals, which is thousands of seals, dolphins, and whales this time of the year, and also a lot of seabirds, and taking people on a really good journey.
Rob, you got to admit, we're pretty lucky with the Tassie coastline and the things you're able to display whilst you're on these journeys, aren't we?
We certainly are. It's a real privilege, like I said, and, you know, taking people, you know, in and out of their comfort zone to see something they don't normally see. They take away every day something pretty special.
Rob, can I ask you, I mean, I was lucky enough. Thanks for having us. It was so much fun. And just quickly, actually, the thing that I love, yeah, seeing it, the boat, that was great, but the staff as well. Like, everyone on there, including your son Noah, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You must be pretty stoked with everyone that works there.
Yeah, I'm certainly glad he's not more like the milkman than me. And without my staff, I'd be nothing. And being able to expand into different areas where I used to skipper every trip at Bruny, having just wonderful staff both in and off the boat, and you know, it allows you to, you know, get a bit bigger. And you know, they're just lovely people, and have great respect for all of them.
Yeah, well, that's what I guess I wanted to mention, Rob. Like, yeah, it's such a great time. And look, apologies, hadn't been out there. Nace chomping at the bit.
Mm.
He was watching on the socials. He can't wait to get out there. I mentioned to you when I saw you potentially doing the show from there. But I guess what would your message be, Rob, to people listening to the show who potentially haven't been on one of your tours yet? What's the go-to tour? What should people come and do?
Yeah, look, what we've got in Tasmania is just such incredible incredible scenery, incredible experiences. They're world class. And at the moment, we've got the whales just starting to come down the east coast of Tasmania, heading for the Southern Ocean. And we got 8 whales yesterday at Wineglass Bay.
Wow.
Cruises and Tasman Island Cruises. Bruny gets about half the number of whales, but in a couple of weeks, equivalent to last year, we were seeing about 30 to 100 every day. And so if that happens, for some reason the highway stalled here because there was a lot of food, and if that happens again this year, you've got a spectacle that you probably wouldn't see anywhere else in the world. Ring us and just check that we're seeing them every day for the last week or two, and then if that is the case, the odds are, you know, your guests, my guests, will see them. And it's something, the scenery doesn't run away, but those whales, dolphins and seals are something out of this world.
Rob, are the whales, are they breaching and everything?
Yeah, look, they are breaching. They're coming down with their young. There was some. There was a pod seen about 3 days ago off Eden of about 500, and they will be heading south. They will get to us, I would say, in the next week or so. And we see them breaching, tail slapping, occasionally just a blow, but yesterday, I know one of our boats had lunch for an hour and had one humpback that didn't leave it alone for the whole lunchtime.
Wow.
And, but we get the southern rights as well. And one day last week, we got the sei whales, which are a huge whale. And we got the orcas last week as well. You never know. Things have tails and may not be there, but we're really having a good time at the moment.
Well, Rob, that sounds absolute. Oh, my voice is going. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. You just know it's emotional. You're excited to have Rob on the show.
Yeah.
Rob, would you have us on the boat?
Don't smoke on the boat, yes. Obviously.
Rob, would you, I mean, I mentioned it to you. Would you have us on the show? Could we potentially try and line something up where we do the show from one of the boats, maybe heading out to Bruny or something?
Yeah, would love to. Yep. Just you give us a buzz and we'll organise that, and I'll do my best to skipper it, and we'll go out searching for the bounty.
Amazing. Well, Rob from Pennycott Tours, Pennycott Wilderness Journeys, we can't thank you enough for being on the show. You're a good man, and we can't wait to get on the boat again, okay?
Then thank you guys. Top guys.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.